Okay, and next up we have the Abriel Remick from UMaine.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Abby Remick. I am a marine biology graduate student at the University of Maine. I'm based at the Darling Marine Center, which is a research facility on the Damariscotta River that does a lot of research for both undergraduate and graduate students at UMaine. I'm here today to introduce a new project that my research team is launching, focused on the feeding habits of striped bass in the Gulf of Maine. So this project is aiming to understand how striped bass diet changes with both body size, season, and location along the coast. This project is important because there's no current knowledge on striped bass feeding habits in Maine waters, and this data can be used to inform management on where to focus conservation efforts. We'll be working heavily with the recreational fishing community to collect our samples for this project, and we actually did a soft launch of this project last summer, and were able to partner with several recreational anglers in southern Maine, as well as a tackle shop in southern Maine to house samples in a freezer before we could pick them up. So I'm here today to just spread word about this project and see if anyone would have interest in participating, or if you know others that either angler fish for leisure or not. So there's two ways that people can participate. If you're a charter boat captain, you can volunteer to take me and an intern out on a striped bass sampling trip to collect samples. Or if you're a recreational angler, or if you're a recreational angler fishing for stripers, you can donate a legal size striped bass to a partner designated drop-off location, which you can see on that flyer. So we all know that striped bass are very highly managed, and they have a strict harvest limit size. So due to the stock status, we're focusing heavily on non-lethal sampling techniques. This includes something called gastric lavage, which is a form of stomach flushing, which basically is a flow of water into the fish's mouth to retrieve its stomach contents in a bucket without having to kill the fish to reduce the amount of fish we kill for this project. This method has been widely used on other species, and we're also going through a rigorous process with both Maine DMR, with permits getting in place, as well as UMaine to fill out an IACUC to make sure we're doing everything possible to release the fish in good condition. And so just with that, I'm super excited to get this project off the ground and would have appreciated the opportunity to come here today, and wanted to thank Peter Fallon especially, who let me know about this and has been a great resource and will continue to be a great resource for our project here. If you know anyone for, contributing samples or anything, there's a QR code on that sheet that links to the website, which will have updates. And yeah, if you have any, happy to answer any questions.
Cool. Thank you, Ms. Remick. I believe that Representative Thorne has a question for you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm just curious, you mentioned striper fishing. Do you know when the season starts and what the slot limits are?
I'm not sure if it's changed from last year. It was 28 to 31 inches last season. I know the stock assessment came out recently, but I haven't seen any changes in size category limits. But
Do you know when the season starts?
I believe late April.
Is that a question?
I just started very recently, and I believe that's when it starts. I know that's when they migrate back up is
Okay.
about then.
I'm not sure either, so I can't answer that.
It wasn't a test.
Okay. Representative Golek.
So you're collecting the whole bass at
Yes,
legal size.
if
There's no
someone
way to
catches
just donate the.
if someone catches a legal size striped bass, they can and want to harvest it, they can fillet the fish if they want to keep the meat, as long as the whole the gut pretty much the guts is the most
You
important
can
part.
just
If
donate that.
people want and if they don't want if they want to keep the whole fish, as long as we have the length and the location, if they know what the stomach looks like, you can just put that in a bag and put that bring that to one of the designated freezer spots. And yeah, so
Thank you.
yeah.
Yes, Rep. Hepler.
Thank you. Thanks for doing this.
Yeah.
The gastric lavage thing, is that for like if you if a a sub-legal size or a super legal size is caught, you just like what do you pull it on the boat, throw water
Yeah, so that would be if we went out on
and then toss
charter,
it out back.
pretty much,
Okay,
yeah.
yeah.
So any fish inside or outside the slot. We also could do legal size fish if I know it's a highly catch and release fishery. So if some anglers we've talked to are like, we don't want to harvest any fish.
Okay.
So if I was out, going out with them, I would still continue to do the non-lethal sampling
Okay.
practices on really any size
Yeah.
fish. And it's Yeah, it's basically a pump that connects to a tube, a flexible tube that would flush water into the fish's mouth.
And then
pretty much regurgitates into a strainer. And then we'd put that in a bag to freeze for later analysis.
Fascinating.
Yeah, it's been done in a lot of smaller fish, and there's been one study on striped bass as well. So we're in the process of getting that technique down.
Cool. Good
very
luck.
Exciting.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Any further questions from the committee for Ms. Remick and her project?
Very cool.
Thank you.
Good luck, and thank you for telling us about it. I would like to know if there's anyone else in the room who would like to speak. Yes, sir. Please come on up to the podium. I see I'm going to take the gentleman in blue first, and then I'll get to you, sir. I promise.